Gordon found he had his sword in his hand, though he didn't remember drawing it. He couldn't for the life of him think what good it was going to be against something like Bloody Bones, but he clutched the hilt tightly anyway. The familiar weight of the sword was a comfort, if nothing else. The wind suddenly changed direction, bringing in the stench of blood and carrion that hung around the skeleton like a rotting shroud. Jordan's stomach heaved, and he backed away involuntarily. Behind him, the horses were ready to panic again. Jordan clenched his teeth together until his jaw ached, if only to keep from screaming. He wanted very badly to turn and run and keep on running until he found his way back into the safe and rational world again. But deep down, he knew that whatever he did, the creature would come and find him. He swallowed hard and stood his ground and realized for the first time that Roderick and Argent had joined him, swords at the ready. Gawain stood at his other side, holding his axe. His face was pale, but very calm. Jordan felt strangely lightheaded. The sight of Bloody Bones disturbed him deeply on some fundamental level. A skeleton couldn't move without muscles and tendons to move its bones, but Bloody Bones stood tall and awful above his violated grave like some horrid vision from a child's nightmare, held together by foul magics and his own undying hatred. The blind head turned slowly to stare at Jordan, and he somehow knew the skeleton could see him, despite the empty eye sockets.
What happened? How did that thing escape from its burrow after so long?
Someone must have undone the warding spells. The same sorcerer who raised the thunderstorm.
You must be getting desperate. Raising Bloody Bones is one thing, but putting him back in the ground afterward... Even the High Warlock might have some trouble doing that.
Yeah, that's as it may be. In the meantime, what the hell are we going to do? Can we fight it?
I don't think we've much choice. After all those years in the ground, he's probably very thirsty by now.
Of course. He drinks blood, doesn't he?
If he drinks blood, that makes him a vampire. I played one once. Can't we drive a stake through his heart?
He hasn't got a heart. And he's not a vampire. He's much more dangerous than that.
Scatter!
It was dumb luck that Jordan wasn't crushed under the creature's impossibly fast pounce. The others had already risen and resumed battle positions, but Jordan was paralyzed by shock. How quickly his whole life had changed. Jordan stood frozen where he was, unable to move, as Bloody Bones swayed toward him. The huge creature looked more dreamlike and nightmarish than ever. A massive bony hand reached down, the twig-like fingers flexing before his face. The two men fell sprawling to the ground.
Oh, thanks.
But Gawain was already gone. The runes on the blade were glowing with a scintillating white fire. Bloody Bones grinned down at Gawain, his fingers twitching eagerly. Drops of blood flicked from the bone fingertips in a steady stream. Gawain's axe whistled toward the nearest bony hand, but the skeleton drew it quickly back at the last moment. Gawain lurched forward, momentarily off balance, and Bloody Bones' right foot shot out. Gawain crashed backward into the heather and lay still.
No!
Roderick raised his hands above his head, and a wind began to blow. Sweat ran down his straining face as he used the last of his strength to fuel his magic. The wind hummed and whistled as it whipped through the skeleton's empty ribcage, but he stood his ground easily, unmoved. Argent crawled through the heather on his hands and knees, trying to sneak around and behind the skeleton while he was distracted. Jordan saw what he was doing and decided he'd better add to the distraction. He stood and palmed a flare pellet from his sleeve and nicked the wax coating with his fingernail. He threw the pellet into the heather between the skeleton's feet. Jordan covered his ears. He knew the thing couldn't scream. It didn't have any lungs. He felt a chill of horror run through him as he realized the flames weren't really hurting the skeleton. The blood on the bones blackened and smoked in the heat, but the bones themselves were untouched. Argent rose to his feet behind the skeleton, holding his sword awkwardly out before him. He braced himself, then cut savagely at the creature's spine. The skeleton lurched forward a step under the impact and looked back to see who had dared attack him. His body twisted all the way around so that his skull was facing Argent, in a move made possible only by his complete lack of flesh. Argent's sword was stuck fast. The bony hand lashed out and closed around Argent's throat. Bloody Bones picked him up and dangled him in midair before his grinning skull. The sword fell harmlessly from his spine. Argent clawed at the bony fingers, but couldn't budge them an inch. Blood ran down his neck as they slowly tightened their hold.
Robert!
Roderick saw a hairline fracture form on the monster's shin, but Bloody Bones refused to drop Argent. On the contrary, he lifted him higher and threw. Jordan winced at the sound.
No!
He realized suddenly that Gawain was back and at his side again. The knight favored his left ribs, and his face was beaded with sweat, but he was still clinging grimly to his axe. Roderick was darting back and forth before the skeleton, trying for a blow at the creature's spine, but unable to stand his ground long enough. Bloody Bones' long-fingered hands swept through the air in vicious arcs, missing Roderick by less and less each time.
Smoke! I saw you use smoke in your act. Can you do it here?
Sure, but how's that going to help? If the fire doesn't bother him...
Just do it, and stand ready to help me. Arjun had the right idea, rest his soul. We've got to cut this bastard down to size. Wait till I've worked my way behind him, and then give me all the smoke you can.
Jordan nodded, and Gawain disappeared into the heather. Jordan tried to follow his movements, but quickly lost track of him. Gawain was good. He palmed one of the smoke pellets hidden in his right sleeve and hefted it uncertainly. He stared at the huge skeleton, and for a moment his breath caught in his throat. It was just so damn big! Blood dripped steadily from the discolored bones and soaked into the ground where the creature stood. The flames between its legs had already gone out. The skeleton's carrion stench was growing steadily stronger. Jordan glanced briefly at the horses, but knew there was no point in trying for one of them. They were all too spooked to be rideable. And besides, Bloody Bones would never let him reach them. Much as he wanted to run, Jordan knew he had no choice but to stand his ground and fight. And when all was said and done, he couldn't let Gawain down. He was hard-pressed to come up with one good reason why not, but somehow he just couldn't stomach the thought. Barely a day as a prince, and already he was acting like a hero. A hero? Maybe he was sickening for something. He watched Roderick sway back and forth before Bloody Bones. His movements were growing slower and more awkward as his tiredness caught up with him. The skeleton was just playing with him now, and they both knew it. Jordan decided he didn't wait any longer. If Gawain wasn't in place by now, he'd just have to take his chances. Roderick had already run out of luck.
Hey! You want to get a good look at the guy who's going to turn your ribcage into a house? Then look over here!
The skull turned towards Jordan, its eye sockets pouring blood onto the ground. He drew back his hand to throw the smoke bomb. His heart lurched as the skeleton headed straight for him with outstretched hands. Jordan took one look at the huge skull with its bloody grin and threw. Dark, oily smoke boiled up from the heather, quickly spreading to form an impenetrable, foul-smelling cloud. The skeleton swayed to a halt and batted at the smoke with its blood-dripping hands. Jordan decided that if the skeleton even looked like taking another step toward him, he was going to turn and run like crazy until his lungs gave out. And then, through the smoke, Jordan spotted a gleam of shining steel. Bloody Bones suddenly lurched to one side and fell helplessly forward. The ground shook as his great weight hit the earth. The pressure dispersed the remnants of smoke, and Jordan swallowed hard as he saw the skeleton had fallen so that its huge grinning skull was now only a few feet away from him. The skeleton already had his hands under him and was levering himself up out of the heather. Jordan started forward, sword held out before him, not sure what he was going to do, but determined to do something. The skeleton had made him afraid, and it seemed to Jordan that this had been happening to him too often just lately. He'd had a bellyful of being frightened, and just this once he was going to do something about it. Maybe he could whittle the bloody thing to pieces. And then the smoke cleared some more, and Jordan grinned fiercely as he saw the jagged stump that ended Bloody Bones' right leg just below the knee. Gawain loomed out of the smoke, brandishing his glowing axe.
Get the head! Hold it still while I go for the neck! And watch out for the teeth!
Get the head! All right!
Jordan grabbed the huge skull with both arms, hugging it to his chest. The grinning jaws snapped viciously, grating on his chainmail vest. Blood that was not his poured down Jordan's chest and stomach. The stench was almost overpowering. Jordan felt himself lifting up as the skeleton reared upward. His feet dangled below him as Bloody Bones lifted his head clear of the heather. But Jordan hung on tenaciously, and the great head began to sag under his weight. And then Gawain was there at his side, and the glowing axe swept down. Jordan lay on his back and watched dazedly as the headless skeleton took its next steps. He realized he was still holding the skull. It rolled to a halt and then rocked back and forth for a while, grinning at nothing. Jordan watched it until he was sure it was no longer bleeding. His chainmail was slick with the skeleton's blood, and he made a few half-hearted attempts to brush it away with his sleeves before giving it up as a bad job. He grinned stupidly at Gawain, feeling lightheaded and rather shaky about the legs. He was alive. He was alive! Gawain moved cautiously forward to stare down at the grinning skull.
Is it dead?